Welcome to the delayed in-game chat for Saturday, July 2nd, 2016. It's Season 10, Episode 27. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome to the show. Nate is not here with us this week. He will join us next week. So if you do want to call in, you still can. You can call us with the phone, 334-272-9228. You'll talk to Matt or me. One of us will answer the phone. You can check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat as well as on Facebook. You can email us, everyone at ingamechat.net. We are streaming right now through Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv. In the little search box, type in ingamechat. Easy to find. And you can watch the show. You can drop in on the chat room and see what everybody's chatting about in the chat room. And, yeah, just watch the show live if you'd like. That's at twitch.tv. So check that out if you can. I know right now I think we're competing with, or is that tomorrow? It's the speedrunning charity event. Summer Games Done Quick or something like that, I think is what it's called. Or Games Done Quick.
Don't know.
Thing. It's a charity event, though. It's just people doing speedruns.
Okay.
Which was fascinating to watch last year when I watched somebody speedrun Talos Principle.
Oh, yeah.
And was seeing, and they were 100%ing the thing. I'm talking about all the difficulty stars and everything else. It was just, it's fascinating to watch people people do that. So, yeah, there's that going on. So, anyway, if you want to call in, feel free. 334-272-9228. Sorry for the for those of you who will be listening to this show afterwards on iTunes or watching it on YouTube. Sorry for the shorter episode that this is. And for those of you who are listening live, sorry for the delay. Ran into some technical issues and had to fall on a backup there to make sure that we could get the show to you today. So anyway, thanks for bearing with us. Over to my left, we have bukus of loot stuff to give away or to open up.
About like four different things, three boxes and a
we got a loot
level
crate,
up.
We got a loot crate, a pet crate, and we got a anime crate, and then we got a level up crate from or a bag from loot. So we're gonna do those at towards the end of the show. I think what I'll do is I'll probably save all this stuff up and maybe do a charity drive or something towards the end of the year. Raffle ticket, stuff like that, and then like just a bunch of stuff.
Here's loot.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a lot of loot.
Throw it in with whatever I get from PAX when I head out there this year. So I got approved, by the way, last week, and we may have mentioned this, but I
think we did, but we could recap.
I don't know if I mentioned it when I was talking to Carrick from Angry Centaur Gaming, or ACG, when he was on. I was either on the phone asking him about it, or we talked about it on the air. I cannot remember, but yeah, I got approved for the press pass, so
yay.
Planning on going out there again this year over the Labor Day weekend.
That's PAX Prime?
PAX, it's PAX Prime, but they dropped
they
the Prime.
It. It's just
it's PAX West now.
Okay.
So you've got a PAX East, a PAX South, and a PAX West. And then you got a PAX other side of the world for Australia. So anyway, so sorry for the delay on that. Had some issues with OBS Studio. This was very strange.
Yeah, new OBS.
So last week we used I might as well talk about it. Last week we used OBS Studio to not only record the video of the show, but also that's what we used to stream. For those of you who are not aware of it, as a program on your computer called or that you can download called OBS. Which I think is just Open Broadcast Source or something like that.
I believe
anyway,
so. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a free program. You get what you pay for, but everybody says that this thing works fantastic. And the former version of it is what we're using right now to do the broadcast on Twitch and to record the and to record video and audio of the show. The version we're using is not supported by them anymore. They moved to OBS Studio, which again is still free. Our use of it last week worked flawlessly, worked beautifully, actually. The layout's great. The preview setting on it is great, so you can just real time see what's going on. It was really nice. So I used that. The first problem I found was that when I put the video that we recorded into the editing software, I didn't have audio.
Yeah,
that was strange. I could play the video that it recorded. I could play the video in like VLC or anything like that. Audio was there. But when I went to edit, I didn't have audio, so I didn't know what was going on. Ended up having to take the raw file, upload it to YouTube, and then download that, and then go through the editing. It was very strange. So this morning I get up, I open up OBS. It has an update. I try to download the update. It gives me some errors saying, look, this isn't in it, this isn't here, this isn't here, whatever. Do you want to ignore, retry, whatever. So I stopped that. Fixed the audio issue. And thought, yes, smooth sailing, which is why I didn't test anything else when we came in.
Even though we had time.
Last week, I tested the stream. You know, I said, hey, are we streaming? All this other stuff. I did all this, you know, is it all working? It was. I didn't do that this time because I thought, it's all working. And I go to start the stream and it won't connect to the internet for some reason or another. So I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking I may have to do a complete reinstall of the software and go through that whole process all over again.
Murphy's Law, man.
Which is fine. I don't mind doing it, especially if because it was daunting to do the first time. It scared me doing it because we have been using what we've been using now
for
a good while.
Yeah,
and everything was nice and set up, and it's all in there the way it should go. But the software is slow as just it's so slow. And it has issues dealing with cameras and things like this. It just annoys me. So, I really like the newer version, and I want to use it. And anyway, when I eventually decided to use this OBS Studio, I said, you know what? Let's just see how. Maybe I won't use it this week. Maybe I'll just get started on it. And it turns out I got started on it and done in no time. So. I can set it all back up again. I don't necessarily want to, but I'll do it because I like using that
maybe
software.
You could stream tomorrow and use that as a test bed for.
Well, no, I definitely will once I get it
set up and everything.
Because I'll have to do some test streams to see if it actually connects, and to see if it's and see if everything's going good. So if I can do that, we'll see about that. Anyway, that is all of the. Chit chat for now. Let's we got about 10 minutes. I'll go into what I'm playing and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and find out what you guys have been playing. Because I don't have much to say.
Okay.
I have been playing Destiny. I said I wasn't. I said that I was gonna
wait until the update for all of us to get in.
No. I don't want to wait till the update because then I can't get my moments of triumph then.
Oh.
There's the April update that I want to do. And I want to get that done, but hopefully you guys are coming in before the update goes live on the 20th of September.
Yeah.
So that we can do those two missions. I got two missions. That's it that I have to do. And we can do those together. I've held off on doing those until you guys get back in. Of course, only three of us can do them together. So.
To me, that's one of the things about Destiny that annoys me the most is just three people. You know, when most unless you're doing a raid, yes. But most every other game, it's like four.
Unless you're doing a raid, or unless you're doing PvP.
Yeah.
Because you can team with a group of six, to do PvP, or maybe more than that. So I mean, there is that, Iron Banner comes up, and I said I wasn't going to get too into Destiny, but I was still going to continue to do. Like some of the weekly events, not the raid. I do not want to do the raid every week, but I want to do like the Nightfall every week that resets, and I want to do the this new thing that they've got, a weekly thing called the Challenge of Elders that you can do, which gets you some good stuff. But that resets every week. So I log in Tuesday to go through it again. Of course, the thing pops up and says, hey, Iron Banner's here. And I was like, let me look into this Iron Banner. So I look up, you know, what's the best way to do Iron Banner? And if anybody doesn't know what Iron Banner is, Iron Banner is a part of Destiny's PvP. Where other players are fighting against other players. And Iron Banner comes around, I believe, once a month. Maybe not even that often. It's every few weeks or so when Iron Banner comes around. And what Iron Banner does, it takes that PvP aspect of Destiny and strips away the level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into regular multiplayer in Destiny, you are matched the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
Gun stats are matched as far as their damage output. Auto rifles across the board put the same as damage as any other auto rifles. Shotguns across the board put out the same. However, the perks of these things, like faster reload time or a fully automatic which is an auto rifle, or a fully automatic shotgun, these little different perks. That may not increase damage, but like increase your range and your stability and your reload speed and all this other stuff. Those impact on regular multiplayer, but numbers, statistically, everybody's pretty much on a level playing field. Iron Banner takes all that away. Iron Banner says that your armor piece is 320, then that's what it is. You've got 320, this is how much defense you have. Your gun says it can do this much damage. Well, this is how much damage your gun can do. So your auto rifle that's a 310 against this guy's auto rifle that's a 320 is going to do more damage. It's very minute, but it's still there. They have the upper hand. If they have a 335, which is the high level right now, then they're doing much better than, or they're doing more damage than you are. So that's what Iron Banner is.
So it pays to have like the best loadout that you can.
Yeah, it's the one where your stats matter. Anyway, I read up on this, and I really hadn't before. I knew what it was, and I thought, well, then I want to be geared out to the max before I go in here. And a couple of times I've jumped in there, but I've never really put much effort into it. I get into it, and it's just like, it's multiplayer again, and I'm dying all the time, and this just isn't fun. Well, this time I looked up, and they said, here's how you need to do this. You need to put all the bonuses, like you've got this piece of armor that grants you a bonus in Iron Banner. Put that on. You got the shader, which is the color of your clothes. Put this on. It increases your Iron Banner standings. There's an emblem that goes on your stupid name. You know, it has no effect of anything, but it increases your gains in Iron Banner. So I load all that stuff up, and it's like, all you do is you go in, you get your daily bounties, your daily tasks. There's three of them. Then you pick up your three weekly tasks that accumulate over the course of the entire event. So get those and get the dailies. Go in, play for an hour. Stop. I said, okay. So I go in and play for an hour. Sure enough, playing for an hour. I got done playing for an hour and I had like one little tick left to go on one daily bounty left to do. Like I think I had to get one more precision headshot. So I was like, oh, okay. So I start up another round, get it. And I'm like, oh, I got it. There we go. I'm good. All
right.
I got all my stuff. I did three one-hour play. I got all three bounties done of the daily. I said, okay, that's great. And they said, okay, this is what you do. So that's Tuesday. What are you going to do Wednesday? You do the same thing. Also, you take your alt character because every character gets a bonus in their leveling or their earning in Iron Banner if you have alts that are doing the same thing. So I log into my alt that day, and I go and I pick the bounty. I don't do anything with it. I just pick up the bounty so I have them. That's what I do with my alt, and I leave them alone. The next day I come back, I play for an hour. Sure enough, I knock out all three bounties. Just an hour's worth of play.
All right.
I come back. That's on Wednesday. Then Thursday, I do the same thing. Play for an hour, and there it is. I got all three. Like, this is fantastic. And by now, buff stack, you know, the further you get into the Iron Banner event and the more you do it, the faster you earn experience in the Iron Banner. So at this point, I'm almost hitting rank 3. There are 5 ranks. So I'm almost hitting rank 3. Last night I get in. I knock them all out in probably an hour. Actually, I did horribly. I teamed up with some guys from COG, and I did horribly. I'd stopped teaming up with them, and I don't say that they did horribly. I'm saying my performance was really bad. I was bad. But once I got out of them and went lone wolf with it and just dropped into a match, the first match, I knocked out all three bounties, got them done. I don't know why. I don't know what the difference was. I don't know why.
Performance anxiety.
But I got it all done, and now I'm halfway to rank 4 with that character.
All right.
I also picked up my alt, and my alt had been accumulating all these bounties that I'd been picking up throughout the week. It took me just a few matches to boom, 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 knock those things out, because there were so many that, you know, one of them says get 10 kills. The other one says get this many headshots. Well, as soon as I got those headshots or those kills, I mean, I was halfway through the other one, whatever. Yeah. It was going by fast. So my alt character in just a few hours of playtime is caught up with my main character.
Oh, wow.
With that ranking system. So it's going fast. And so this seems to be, and by the time that I turn in those weekly bounties, which are significantly more experience for the Iron Banner reputation, by the time I turn that in, turning these in, they'll be so much buffed with that thing that while it accounts for like 500 points, it'll actually be more than that because of how far into the banner I am through the week, because of the alt status that I have, because of all the other stuff that I've got, it's gonna push that over. So it'll be it should be fine. And it's not been the headache I thought it was gonna be.
Okay.
It's not been the grind that I thought it was gonna be. Honestly, I thought it was gonna be
just slogging through.
I thought it was gonna be soul crushing, to be honest with you. Because it's PvP, and you can just. There's a lot of times, you know, you get into some of these bigger PvP, and I am not good. I am by no means good at PvP, although I've got 2 saved videos I need to go back on my PS4, because I did fantastic. There were a couple of them where I was like, ooh, that was good. Hit save that video. So I saved those two. But normally, I don't think I'm very good at PvP, and a lot of times it took spawn, shot in the head, die, spawn, die, spawn. I feel like I'm not contributing whatsoever to the team. It's frustrating to me because I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my impression of any PvP, to be honest with you. Any first-person shooter PvP stuff. Battlefield, Halo, this. Who else has got PvP? Probably Destiny, which I never did. Not Destiny, but Division, which I never did. But
you didn't go in the Dark Zone?
No. I didn't have the game long enough to deal with the Dark Zone. I'm always that way. This has been fantastic. This has been no problem whatsoever. And I don't mind it at all, but this was not what I planned on doing. You know, this was going to be my week. I was going to log in Tuesday and knock out both Nightfalls for both characters. And then Wednesday I'd log in and knock out both Challenge of Elders for both characters. And then I'd be done for the week. Then I could move on to Doom. Then I could move on to a game I picked up on PC called Technomancer.
Okay.
Which is me and Dennis were talking about it earlier in the week. I was going to move on to plenty of other stuff. I was going to grab Stardew Valley, which I'll probably still pick up during the Steam sale before that ends on the 4th. And play some of that. But my week completely changed because of Iron Banner. And I really had no intention for it to do that.
So you haven't been playing, like, Doom?
I haven't played anything other than Destiny. I come home, I play that, and that is it. Now, I did, once I got done with my hour playthrough of Iron Banner, I did jump on and do my Nightfall stuff.
Yeah.
Just taking care of my weekly duties as far as Destiny is concerned. So, yeah. But I don't yet feel burned out, and obviously I'm not going to because I just started back into this. But I'm grateful that Iron Banner is not a always-going-on thing. I'm glad it's just what it is. I guess if it wasn't always going on thing, I probably wouldn't be as inclined to do it. I'd probably just like, it's Iron Banner. I don't want to put in the effort to do that this week. But, you know, I've never... There's a point you get in maybe most games, but I think Destiny is one of these games that we've talked about it before, where we won't have anything to do, but we'll we'll still go in there and just shoot stuff because it's just satisfying to go in and shoot.
Yeah,
it is. Destiny just, for whatever reason, they nailed that. Bungie has nailed it. They nailed it in Halo, and they're nailing it in Destiny. that it's just fun to go in and shoot stuff, you know, headshots and things like that. Just fantastic. It's just a great feeling. Even when you've got other things that you should be doing or could be doing, just being in there, pop, 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 getting about doing this. So you'll come to a point in playing that game and you're like, you know what? I haven't done this yet. Let me look at this. You know, I haven't tried this. Let me go do that. So, and this is how, for me, this is how alts got started. Now, they only give you two other spaces to have alts, and there's only three classes to begin with, so one for each class. So that's when I started up my other guy, my Titan, and started running him through everything and got him up to 40 because I had nothing else to do, and I thought, well, let's go through him, you know? And now I'm getting the same sense of, because I've got my third, who I've been using for a while, but he's still in the 20s.
Is the Hunter?
The Hunter, yeah. And so now it's getting that, it's one of those next things where it's like, eh, let's get him ready to go for when the update hits in September. I'm starting to think that, put it that way. So you'll get, there's these things that'll just happen. And there's a couple of factors that may be into this, that may be playing into this for me, is that, one, I'm laying in bed doing this. So the urge to even get up and do anything else is very low. So it's one of those things where it's like, I could go do that, but I am in bed. Might as well shoot some more people in Destiny and then, flip it over to Netflix and go to bed. So there could be some other factors involved in this, but, I can remember though, when James and I were big into this, and we would say the same thing. James and I would still be like, hey, I'd pop on and he'd be in a party chat party and I'd say, hey, what are you doing? Oh, just, clearing stuff out on the moon. Are you doing any bounties? Nope. Just clearing stuff out of the
room. Yeah.
That'd be it. You'd be playing without a purpose, just to play. And it's amazing that they were able to do that. It's just one of those things. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we will talk to these two guys, RJ and Matt, here to find out what they've been playing. If you want to call in and tell us what you've been playing, you can. 334-272-9228. I'm also going to turn the air on in this place because it's getting a little thick in here. I know Nate hates it when it gets cold. But he's not here.
Yep.
So we want to freeze this thing out. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat here in just a moment. Here is music from Marvel versus Capcom. We'll be right back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from Batman on the Nintendo Entertainment System. I'm Scott, we've got RJ, and we've got Matt. Hope you guys are having a good Saturday. Holiday weekend here in the States. Alright, let's go to the phones now and talk to Chris. I didn't want him waiting any longer because he held on so long last week, so... Thank you for. I didn't want you to wait. You called during the break, and so I didn't want to waste any time keeping you on hold. What's up, man?
I bet y'all felt good to get in that air conditioner inside today, didn't you?
Yeah, it's kind of warm out.
Yeah,
that's for me anywhere.
Yeah.
I hate the heat. I hate even the slightest bit of heat. I am not a fan of heat whatsoever.
Yeah, so. We got in the truck about 30, 40 minutes ago when we were in town and it said 100 degrees.
Yeah, it's miserable. It is miserable outside. I know that when I looked at my weather, because RJ came in saying, hey, it might have some rain, I checked my weather app, said it was 97, and I'm looking at it right now, and it is still 97. Oh, it's 99. My bad. Yep. It is 99 degrees. With a heat index, it feels like 106.
Yay.
Yep. Feels like 106 degrees. This is so
it's not even August.
It is ridiculous. I don't know if anybody else who is listening, I know if you're listening locally, you do know this, but if anybody who is listening who is not local to this area, if you know what a 106 degree heat index feels like, if
with
you know
humidity.
How miserable this is.
The key is humidity.
Yeah, yeah.
106 here is different than 106 in, like, Arizona.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what is the... Let me see what the humidity is. I mean, we're talking weather, but whatever.
Yeah, there's probably no humidity out west. That's why I like going out there to Durango and Silverton. It's just...
Humidity is not that bad. Humidity is only 37%. So is it... The higher the humidity is worse, right?
Yeah, because every time we've been out there during the middle of August and... I've never broke a sweat out there once.
Like, if you're listening in Phoenix, it's different, because I know you guys are having some horrible heat wave weather out there. Although I'm sure somebody says, oh, it's a dry heat. You know what? It's a heat. It doesn't matter. I don't care what kind of heat it is. Heat, in general, is hot, and it's yucky. I don't like the heat. Anyway, so what's up, Chris? What have you been playing?
Got hooked on 7 Days to Die.
That's right, it released.
Yeah, I love it. Basically, it has that Minecraft feel, but, you know, the graphics and the complexity to everything that you can build and do in there is like 2 or 3 times more complex, and you have all these different skills that you can learn and stuff. And oh, yeah, I got it in Wednesday afternoon. I stayed up to about midnight the first night playing it.
Of course you did. That's how that works, man. That's going to be me with Civ 6. Well, it won't be release date. No, I cannot stay up at midnight if I got to work the next day.
No,
I can't. It just can't happen. It can't.
You're not in your 20s anymore.
It's not that. I got no. Trust me. I pulled some when I don't have to work. Let me tell you. I was up till 3:30 this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I was playing Destiny. Mm. Well, I got started late, by the way.
Okay.
On doing my runs for, and this was the first time that I'd put my alt character through Iron Banner. It didn't take me long to do what I had to do, but it was still like the first time I'd put him in there, and so I had to do both Iron Banner runs. So it took a little bit, but yeah, I was up till about 3:30, and then I got off and I started watching Bob Ross to put me to sleep. Old Bob can put me to sleep, man.
On Netflix?
That guy's voice is just, that's a sedative. Just him painting happy trees will just knock me out. What else did you play, Chris? Anything else?
I was playing Metal Gear 5 before this.
Right.
Talking about staying up all night, that kind of reminds me years ago when RJ, if you remember, you know, Mason Harris, you know, our old friend from Montgomery, he came over years ago, and we stayed up all night till about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, just, you know, when we usually got up to eat breakfast, and we were both there sitting in the game room playing, and my dad walked by, and he said, "Morning, Mr. Bowles." And he just started shaking his head as he was walking down the hallway.
Staying up to 7 in the morning, though. I don't think I've ever done that.
You were up late the other night, RJ.
Yeah.
Or you left your PS4 on.
I think it was left on.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I think it was left on.
You were either up late or you left your PS4 on, one or the other.
It went to rest mode.
Yeah.
Man, to me, up late's like 9 o'clock now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you calling in, man.
All right. Y'all stay cool today.
We will. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 4th.
All right. Same to y'all.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
RJ, talking about your PS4 being left on, what have you played?
Well, more Dark Souls. I got my alt characters up to New Game Plus now.
So good.
So my main is up to on the 7th journey. So what is that? New Game Plus 5, I think. And all my alts are now at New Game Plus 3, so I can get the Plus 2 rings to boost up my stats instead of running around with the old first run through rings, so I can boost up and things like that and just keep farming away on that. Thursday, I went to GT South and played in the
what was the tournament?
Master of Battle tournament. We played Samurai Showdown.
Okay.
The original Samurai Showdown. Yep.
Do you know what? I would love to play, like, at a GT South tournament, the original PS1 game, Bushido Blade. I haven't played that game in so long. But
in other words, you get hit in the head one time, that's it, right?
Yeah. You don't have a health bar.
Yeah.
You get hit in your arm, you can't use your arm.
Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah.
It was a Squaresoft game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but, you get one headshot and you're done.
Yeah.
I think that ticked a lot of folks off, actually, to be honest with you.
How'd you do in the tournament for...
I got to the finals, and we had a technical issue with the Super Nintendo pads.
No.
They started
functioning. What happened?
We split.
Okay.
So I got me and the finalists got a $10 bar tab each.
Okay.
We split the tab.
All right.
Yeah. So other than that, played a little bit more of Mighty Number 9.
How is that?
It still fine to me. I mean, I'm not having any issues with the game. So I know a lot of negative press has been out there about it. I need to go into more detail with it and see exactly what the complaints really are about it, because it looks like standard side-scrolling action game to me. Maybe it's just the ties to Mega Man is what...
I think the complaints were more about, here's what you showed us what we were getting, here's what we actually got.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think that anybody is unhappy with... I know that you didn't follow it too much. You backed it on Kickstarter, you said,
no.
Or you didn't? Okay.
No,
so
I
you
just looked at it and thought, yeah, now, this exactly. is interesting. I'll pick it up when it
so
comes
you didn't,
out.
So you didn't
like
have that. People saw this on Kickstarter and were promised, like, here's a screenshot. And they, wow, that looks really good for, you know, it's a Mega Man game. And then it turns out it wasn't like that. I don't know exactly the whole deal with what's going on there. I was not involved in, I don't know necessarily what the complaints are. I know there are some technical aspects for people on like the Wii U version and a couple
other,
of others.
Other places it comes out on, yeah.
Yeah, where there's some problems with it. But there's still an overall, there is some issue with that. If anybody is looking for some kind of a Mega Man type clone, I played a game at either PAX South or PAX last year. Man, they all go together. I don't know. I was at a thing, and I played a game that's very similar to Mega Man, but it involved co-op, four players. Mm-hmm. And it was called 20XX. So 20XX.
Oh, like the year Mega Man set in?
Yeah.
In the game, it always says, you know, in the year 20XX.
Oh, 20, I didn't know that.
20XDX or something, yeah.
Yeah. 20XX is the name of the game. I don't know exactly when it's due for release. It's still not out yet. Let me see if I can... I hope nothing porno comes up in here.
20XX.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's just going to scream bad times all over.
I'm going to type... So I typed in 20XX game.
Oh, okay. That might help.
Oh, it says initial release date is November 25th, 2014. Oh, Xbox One. Okay, so I'm looking at the... Let me look here on the... it's in early access right now. Oh, it's in early access, and it's only $9 during the Steam sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that is something that I suggest if you're interested in a nice little... Yeah, see, if you like roguelikes or Mega Man, 20XX is for you. It's a roguelike action platformer that you can play with a friend. Jump and shoot your way through ever-changing levels, collect awesome new powers, and battle mighty bosses in the name of saving the human race, maybe.
Maybe.
So there you go. 20XX. It's already available. Okay, so it's already out there. Or it's in early access, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, that's a suggestion to you. So you did 20XX. What else? Mighty Number 9. And what else?
I tried to play a little bit of Until Dawn, but it had like a 9 gig update before I could even
Good
play the
Lord.
Thing. I don't know what...
No wonder you left your PlayStation on.
There wasn't
you had to
any,
download an update.
Yeah, there wasn't any DLC for the game as far as I know, so I don't know what was going on there. But, other than that, maybe some little older games here and there. Played a little Run and Gun 2 on the main. Played that a little bit. And other than that, that's pretty much it this week.
PSN is having a sale right now. The PSN store is having a sale.
Yeah.
So all of these sales are ending pretty soon. I have been stocking up my Steam wish list, and I need to go back through the PlayStation sale and see if there's anything in there I wanted to grab. I picked up some stuff from my Vita.
Okay.
It's the Civilization game for Vita, but it's the sequel. I don't know what it's called. It's the one that was released on, like, 3DS and a couple of others, but they had the Vita version.
Okay.
It apparently is very, very, really, really good.
What? Tropico, was it?
No. It's Civilization.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me look it up real quick, because it's going to bug me without knowing.
I wish Firewatch was out on the Vita. Or, that's another one. I have it on the PC.
Civilization Revolution 2 is what it's called. It was on sale, and XCOM was on sale. So I grabbed those two games. And I also picked up for PS4, because it was $5. It's not on sale, but it's $5. I picked up Pac-Man 256.
Okay.
Yeah. It is not...
Champion Edition.
It is not DX. Yeah. It's not Championship... It is not Championship... Whatever. It's not that.
Yeah.
But it's also for mobile. It's the same people who did, like, what was it? Crossy Road and Flappy Bird and all that stuff.
Okay.
But they did one for Pac-Man, and so you go through a never-ending Pac-Man maze, but it's always moving. You're always moving up. You can't go back because the 256 is a reference to the 256 level of Pac-Man that glitched half the screen.
Yeah, the,
so this glitch
the
is...
kill screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kill screen is constantly moving forward, so you have to keep going forward. You can go back or something, but it's still creeping up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't stay back there.
Right.
And you have to go up and you get power-ups. And it's basically, let's see how far you can get in one life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you can get further, and there's power-ups that you do and all this other stuff. So that's been a fun little score challenge thing that I've been doing. And for $5, I was like, sure. But it's out on PS4. I know. I may be on Xbox One, but I know it's out on PS4. So I'll dip into a little bit of that. But I picked that up as well on the sale. So so for you, it's been Mighty No. 9 and Dark Souls 3.
Dark Souls 3, Mighty No. 9.
And an attempted Until Dawn.
Yeah, attempted it. Yeah.
I really want to play Until Dawn.
Well, you've got an update to download if you decide to do that.
Yeah.
And it's actually on the sale as well for PS4. I think it's down to like
$19.99 when I looked at it at the in the store.
Yeah,
but the Best Buy. Did you miss the Best Buy sale? What was it? 2 weeks ago?
I guess I did.
Yeah, it was like $15 at Best Buy.
$12 if you're a Gamers Club Unlocked member, which is when I picked it up. So I got it for $12.
Yeah.
Always going for the. Always going for the cheaper
option. If you really want to get it, it's $19.19 now on a PS4 download.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What and speaking of, Matt, what have you played?
Been playing some more Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Going through that. Just, you know, as always, just, you know, just doing more quests and, you know, just trying to complete that game. I picked up Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Yeah.
On sale. It was $7. I was like, all right.
There's been a couple of things that have just been, I've shown up.
That's
in fact,
ridiculously cheap.
Right now, let me hit up. There was, well, you know what's for Xbox One, which I don't want to leave those out because plenty of people own an Xbox One. I know nobody other than myself in this room does,
no.
But there are people who own Xbox Ones.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be surprising to know of people who don't actually own the two games that are on sale right now, which are, why are you scrolling so slow? Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Assassin's Creed Unity. Plus, PE Soccer 2015, you can get these from Newegg for free after a $25 rebate.
Oh, wow.
So you'll have to pay, but once you put in the rebate, they're practically free because you'll get the rebate back. So Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Assassin's Creed Unity if you want those two.
Hmm.
Something else that I just saw on Newegg, which is, not Newegg, but Slick Deals, which is a reminder. We got word this week that we're finally going to get I'm either way on this because I've already played the games and I'm not much one for going back and doing it again, but BioShock
The remastered,
yes.
Which if you have it on the computer, like, you know,
no, not really not BioShock 1 and BioShock 2. No.
Okay.
I mean, you've got them looking good, but they're looking good for the time that they were released.
They look fine enough for me.
Oh, they could look better.
I mean, yeah, but enough to pay, how much is it going to be? What, probably $40?
Nothing. If you have them on Steam.
Really?
That's what I was going. That's where I was going.
Then let me talk. Let me let you talk.
Yes. if you already have them on Steam, you will get a free upgrade to the remastered editions.
I have them on Steam.
Yes. Which I did not have BioShock 1 on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
I had BioShock 2. I also did not have the DLC, Minerva's Den, for BioShock 2. So I grabbed BioShock and Minerva's Den, the DLC for BioShock 2. I picked those up. BioShock Infinite is not getting a remaster on PC because they said
it's good
you're enough. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if Minerva's Den's going to be remastered too. Or if
I don't know.
Like
I think
include the DLC into it.
I think it's all done. I think it's all. The BioShock Collection has officially been announced. Along the last collection contains BioShock, BioShock 2, plus Protector Trials and Minerva's Den DLC, and BioShock Infinite, which includes all of its DLC as well. That comes out September 13th. There will be now. If you do buy the box copy of this, if you do buy this at retail, you will get a director's commentary video series with Ken Levine in there. Mm-hmm. If you're getting the free upgrade on PC, you do not get this aspect. You don't get the commentary video.
I'm okay with that for free.
Yeah, I'll watch that on YouTube if I really need that.
Yes.
So, yeah, they will be remastered. But yeah, that's a fantastic thing is that they're going to do that because you can pick these up on sale right now. You can pick up all three games for like $10.
Yeah, the bundle edition.
Yeah, the huge bundle edition. It comes with the DLC.
Yes.
$10 for those three games, and you will get the remastered versions whenever they release those for free if you're on PC.
Yeah, so if you're on PC and if you don't have it yet, $10 is a great way for getting it all those.
Yeah.
Those games.
I don't know what they're going to retail for when they put that out there.
Probably I would say either 30 or 40 because that's typically how much remastered bundles go.
No, I would think a full price of a game. I think the full $60 because you're getting all three games.
Yeah, true.
I think for getting all three games and the DLC, they'll probably retail those at $60. But I do not know. Yeah, I'd see if they're even. I don't think they're up for pre-order yet or anything.
Yeah.
I was going to check Amazon real quick and see if.
Uncharted's bundle, how much was that retail?
It was about, I think it was about 60.
About 50, the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't tell you because I bought that from England. I paid...
Did you pay pounds for it?
I paid more than I should for that.
Yeah. Mm.
There you go, BioShock the Collection, PlayStation 4, $60.
All right.
BioShock the Collection, Xbox One, $60.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I bet they don't even have a PS or a PC version. Yeah, I can't change platforms. That's interesting. Anyway, yeah. Which, by the way, it only costs you $47.99 if you're an Amazon Prime member, and about that same if you buy it from Best Buy and you're a Gamers Club Unlocked member. So, looking for some good deals. Yeah. So they had announced that. I'm either way on this. I will load that. I haven't played BioShock, and you know what? I need to play BioShock 2.
Okay.
I haven't played BioShock in a while.
Yeah.
BioShock 2, I need to play, and that DLC, which is widely regarded as fantastic.
Some of the best
DLC.
DLCs. Yeah.
It's some really, really good DLC for BioShock 2.
But I mean, if you could wait out till September.
Oh no! Totally.
Then I think I would definitely do that.
It's September 13th is when that releases. Destiny gets its release, the Rise of Iron, I think. That comes on September 20th. So, yeah, you know, I get it that weekend. I could knock that out in the weekend leading up to that release. Another point on Destiny is this Thursday is the 7th day of the 7th month. Bungie likes the number 7.
That they do.
It's Bungie Day. We should know some stuff. I'm talking about the Moments of Triumph. For anybody that cares. And I do. I freely admit.
You're back into the Destiny juice.
I'm weak.
You've been
when
drinking
it comes
it.
To that. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
No, it's cool.
Last year, when it happened, I didn't pay any attention to it until I looked at my stats and realized I had like two things I needed to get done. I said, let's do it. This year, I don't want to be in that position, so I've looked at it again. If you don't want to be in that position either, there's a little bit of a stickler issue here on this. Last year, you could do this. You could wait until the weekend before and say, you know, I got a lot to do. Or the week before, I got a lot to do.
Just hammer it out.
Knock it out. You will not get that opportunity this time.
Oh, really?
one of the requirements that we think is going to be in there, and I'm pretty sure it will be, is to find all 50 calcified fragments. The final three calcified fragments you only get from the challenge mode in the raid. The challenge mode in the raid rotates weekly. So there are three challenge modes in that raid. 1 week, it'll be one of the bosses. The next week, it'll be the other boss. And the third week, it'll be the other boss. Every 3 weeks, you get a chance at one of those bosses. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you decide to look at this a week before the update comes out, you're already out of luck. Because you can't get all 50 calcified fragments if you haven't done that. So just a point. If you're looking to do this, and this is what they do, you might want to look into it, because you're only going to get about four more chances at getting all 50 of these because of the way they rotate. Mm-hmm. So something to think about. Anyway, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we will talk more. I've been keeping track of the news. Let's see, what do we have here? G2A decided to finally give developers a 10% cut on secondhand key sales. We'll go into that. A developer claimed that Activision nuked their game from Steam because they ripped off assets. This is what the developer claimed, and then a couple days later, the developer said, you know what, we did rip off those assets. Obviously, Activision came at him and said, no, 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 we have proof where you took this. And he's like, okay, fine. We got that as well. System Shock has a demo.
Yes.
And a Kickstarter.
And
we'll go over that stuff. If you want to go over it with us, give us a call, 334-272-9228. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat here in just a moment. Here is music from EVE Online. We'll be right back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music there from Fez. I'm Scott. We've got RJ and Matt here. Matt, you played the Resident Evil 7. I streamed that. Which, by the way, if you want to watch this stream, it is on YouTube.
If you want to, listen to me screaming.
It's at our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you've never been to our YouTube channel, don't know how to get there. Just go to ingamechat.net. There's links over to the right or left.
One direction.
Nothing over to the right. You'll see them. A little box over to the left. Shows you all the places that we're at, including our YouTube channel.
Yes.
You can go and see Matt, watch Matt play Resident Evil 7. It's a demo, right?
It's the demo.
Yeah.
When Dennis said it was a short demo.
It was a very short demo. Wow.
But, man, that first...
But did it do what it needed to do?
Yes. It completely did.
All right.
If you watch the... And I encourage anyone to go watch that. I talk, throughout it and... It was a lot of fun, but as I said while I was playing it, it reminded me a lot of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, when they're in the house with Leatherface, and just the atmosphere of that. And,
interesting.
Oh, it was creepy. It was.
Yeah.
And it's got mannequins.
Yeah, I know. Not happy about those. Not happy at all about those. Let's go to the phones now, talk to W. Matthew, who called in. Hey, W. Matthew, how's it going?
Good. I have a story to talk to you about, but first I'm going to talk about two games I've been playing.
Yeah, go for it.
What you got?
First is Salt and Sanctuary.
You picked that up on the Steam sale?
Yeah.
And is
really
was it
good.
Yeah, was it worth it? What is it like? How much is it? Like $8?
$16.
I was off by half. Yeah. Yeah, $16 for Salt and Sanctuary, and it's really good. Good. I'm glad to hear that then. I put it in my wish list, so I might be putting it in my cart. I don't know.
Basically, I would say Souls mixed with Symphony in a Night, but technically Souls got a lot of its design from Symphony in a Night anyway.
Okay.
So it really is Symphony in a Night with challenging combat, basically.
And how much time have you put into it?
I went through it this week.
Oh, you went through the whole thing this week? Okay.
Yeah, I basically crushed it. I played for about 5 hours and then restarted, like a lot of RPGs, because you have to get a handle of how you're going to build your character.
Yeah.
So I basically started and rerolled, all told, about 31 hours.
Wow. You got your money's worth easily.
Yeah, that game is about, even if you don't mess up, it's about a 25-hour game.
Hmm. Is that only on PC?
No, that originally came out on PS4, but 3 months ago, and then a month ago it came out on PC.
Okay. I haven't paid any attention to the PS4 release. I don't know why. I guess I haven't seen it anywhere or just haven't paid attention to it. You know, that I tell you, the thing that they got you doing on Steam now, just to give you cards where you have to go through your little whatever it is, that list.
I didn't get it that way. I actually heard about it somewhere else. But yeah, really good game, well worth a play, especially if you like Deep Castlevania, like Symphony in the Night and stuff like that.
Well, that's where it popped up for me when I was going through those games that Steam does for you.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of games have popped up that I've noticed, and I was like, you know what? That doesn't look half bad.
Symphony in the Night's one of my favorites.
And when Salt and Sanctuary came up, I was like, I actually went back. So what is that? And because I was just clicking the thing, I was like, wait, that looks good. So added it to.
It's made by two people. It's made by a husband and wife team. They're also the people that like did Dishwasher Samurai and stuff like that on.
Those guys.
Three years ago.
I met them at PAX.
It's those two that did it.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. I had no idea. Thanks for the insight on that. I know what the other one is, but go ahead. Tell us what the other one is.
Yeah, I said it's Zero Time Dilemma, the final in the Zero Escape series.
Let me ask you real quick. You said something in the chat room saying something about a puzzle.
Mind-bending
puzzle. What kind of puzzles does this game have?
Basically, like the other two, it's heavy story. It's a visual novel mixed with a puzzle game. There's a lot of dialogue. It is a story-heavy game to sort of start that off the bat.
Yeah.
Do not think you're getting like a 20-second cutscene and then a puzzle. No, it is heavy story.
Okay.
But the puzzles that are there are what are called escape the room puzzles.
Yeah.
Oh.
The first or the second one? Escape. That was on PlayStation Plus. Years back, and that's where I got it.
You and your team are basically locked in a room, and you're trying to go through a convoluted series of steps to get out of the room, basically.
The one I played, you're in an elevator starting off, and it was really good. I need to go back and finish.
It is really good. Also, very well known for its story. Really good story. Also, very much branching paths. Like you get to look at the overall like branching tree. There are like 20 some odd endings and like a ton of branching. You basically start off the game. There are three teams you can play. You can switch between those teams basically after you complete a segment whenever you want. Even doing the stuff time-wise parallel to what your team was doing, and it is amazing just not only how many sections there are, but how many branches there are. There are pointed puzzles you cannot do until you as the player get knowledge from doing other branches of the story, even of the same team that you are playing.
Man, I am completely. I'm looking into the research. I had no idea that 999 was part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 999, zero escape, virtue's last reward, and then it's this one, which is Zero Time Dilemma.
Wow, okay.
And it's on PC, which is one of the main reasons I'm playing it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, I noticed that 999 is on the DS.
Yeah. And yep, so is this. You can get it on 3DS.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm obviously I got the flight to PAX coming up, and so
I honestly this may be an NLG, but I wouldn't necessarily know if I personally would want to play it on the go because the puzzles really kind of require scrap paper.
Oh, really? It's one of those.
There are puzzles. I've only hit one of them so far. Yes, there are puzzles in this game that require scrap paper.
Or an internet connection.
Yeah, you could internet connection. You could look it up, which I technically did too. There's a puzzle where it is. There's a puzzle which is literally your 12 symbols, 0 through 11, or no, 0 through 12, 13 symbols. Here are their relationships to each other. Put them in order from 0 to 13, 0 to 12.
So no way
it is literally, they give you relationships of this symbol, symbol A times symbol B equals symbol E. And they give you like 6 of those or 7 of those relationships. And it's like using those relationships to figure out which symbol is 0, which symbol is 1, which symbol is 2.
Right, yeah.
You are literally translating these symbols into numbers by their relationships.
Sounds like CryptoQuotes. Remember those? Those puzzles they used to have come out with a long time ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shapes of the forms determine what this letter or what this symbol actually is.
Yeah. But you might have the second one, Scott, in your PlayStation Plus.
I will take it. I'll take a look at that. I will see if I do. If I don't, I don't know if I can still get it. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is an excellent puzzle game with an excellent story so far. Mm-hmm. Definitely takes a lot of inspiration from Saw, but kind of all of them have.
It's hitting all the right notes for me, man. Yeah, even that is a plus.
Yeah, I saw the some of the characters in here can die in this.
Of them can die.
Every one of them can, yeah. Any way to possibly save them all?
Yeah, they could die a myriad of different ways, and I have hit endings in which all of them die.
I was saying, any way to save them all, or is it even possible in this game?
I don't know. I'm not far enough in.
Okay.
And I've been playing this for about 7 hours, and I haven't even completed all of the stories, even anywhere close to all of the story stuff for the first team. I've been focusing on one team, and I'm nowhere near done with that team, and I've been playing for 7 hours.
Yeah.
For what I've read, it's like apparently to actually complete it is about 20 to 25 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what is the what were the news story you wanted to go over?
The news story is that there is a bunch of VCs have actually banded together for a VR fund for VR projects of $10 billion.
I heard about that. Well, actually, no. I read a headline of like, hey, what would you do with $10 billion? What would you make with $10 billion? And I kept looking at the headline, and it wasn't talking about VR or anything. I didn't understand what that was, and I saw it pop up a couple other times. But this was for a VR – it's a VR development program?
It's for VR-related projects. Well, I'm imagining it's a combination of everything, hardware, software, games, VR experiences. I imagine it's all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like here's – basically $10 billion, we want to jumpstart the VR industry and make sure it doesn't collapse, basically, and grow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Now, does this include PSVR, PlayStation's VR stuff, or is this really...
I imagine it includes all of it.
Okay. I would hope so, honestly.
Yeah, I imagine it's for all of it. Like, that with the basically also VR-capable systems are coming down in price dramatically anyway. Like, the RX 480 basically benches between a 970 and 980 for $200.
Mm-hmm.
and that card will basically be in almost every off-the-shelf PC in the next 12 months, or the 1060 equivalent from NVIDIA. That stuff will basically be in every PC you buy in about 12 months.
Yeah. That's, man, I hope, I don't know. I want VR to succeed very badly. I really want to see it succeed. I want to see it thrive. I think for most for the general public who really sort of only pays attention to console type gaming sort of thing, seeing PlayStation.
Honestly, I've kind of said this before, and I don't think a lot of people really understand this. It only really takes two or three really outstanding VR experiences.
It took one for me, man.
To get you hooked?
Yeah.
It took one.
For enthusiasts, the prototypes were enough. When I'm talking about it, I'm talking about complete experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It takes only really two or three really good, big experiences to get VR, to get people's eye on VR in a serious way. And I've said this half-jokingly, but I think there's a decent amount of truth to this. But I think if VR were... the thing that would get VR to take off is, and I think this is one of the things, for what sci-fi novels have gotten wrong about VR, I think they've probably got this right, and that is some sort of VR MMO.
Hmm. I can't help but think of the X-Files episode where they go into the VR, and it was just so bad, so incredibly...
But think about it this way. If you're going to spend... $600 on a PC and then another $400 or $500 on a headset, or $400 on a PS4 and $400 on a PSVR.
Yeah.
You're going to want more than a 5-hour experience.
True.
Very true.
So what kind of fits that sort of long form content model? It's an MMO.
You know, this is one of my concerns with VR. That I'm not passing judgment on just yet, but and I don't know that if you have any of this experience, but how long can you go before you sit there and think, okay, I got to take this headset off. I'm tired of wearing this thing. I mean, how long does the experience can you do the experience with VR? Headaches. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm asking this. I mean, I don't know what the studies are or anything like that. I'm curious.
That, like a lot of other things, depends upon the experience and how good the experience is.
Well, in some cases, yes, and in some cases, no. I mean, in some cases, it's the user. It's the user themselves.
Right. It's going to be the user. But I think most people would be okay with 3-4 hours in a VR headset if the experience justified it.
I mean, that's true.
The problem is that no experience currently justifies that.
No, nothing beyond... looking at demos over and over again. Like, here's a different demo, here's a different demo,
exactly.
Here's another demo.
And that goes back to why I think, hey, two or three good long-form experiences, as well as some kind of, and again, this is like, I seriously actually do believe that some kind of VR MMO would be the best route to go. You need long-form experiences, not 5-hour experience. You need 40-hour, 50-hour, 100-hour experiences.
I know. Well, that's and of course with this 10 billion thing, I'm sure somebody is looking at trying to do something like that. Mm-hmm. Among many other aspects to use.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Is like if they're smart, they will understand that it's not just a bunch of. Don't just spread that $10 billion among short form experiences. Seek out and pick out long form experiences.
I didn't get to ask you this last week when you were on with Carrick, but are you? Did you get tickets? Are you going to PAX West this year?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Because I'm curious if PSVR is going to be heavily shown out there.
I imagine it is. It wouldn't terribly surprise me if the Neo is coming out this year, if it'll be shown off there as well.
Right. Right. So.
And honestly, if Nintendo is serious about a March release for the NX, I would not be terribly surprised if it's not shown there, if it's not announced there, or slightly before that with more news coming there. With Nintendo's whole focus of bypassing the game's press, PAX seems like an opportune place for them to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, skipping out on E3 is again, that's interesting for them not to do anything. It's also interesting for them to have one game, not just to be shown at E3, but on the show floor, to have one game. That was it, as far as I know. So it's very, very interesting to see them do that. And
Miyamoto claims that one of the reasons they didn't show it is they didn't want it to be copied. Either.
That's what I read, and I sort of shrug that off, because I
kind of shrug it off too, but we'll see. Like, Nintendo was surprised before, but given that it also seems like they're trying to go after the Wii audience again, I'm not entirely confident.
I mean, they say they don't want to be copied, but if you look at it, the Wii releases, and of course, people ate that thing up, man. Mm-hmm. That thing was huge. Yeah. And so Microsoft says, well, we got this thing over here called the Kinect that we're working on. Sony's like, we got a move we're going to do.
It kind of steered the conversation.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, you could say, like, I was pessimistic about, and the Kinect is whatever, pessimistic about the move, but I also look at it in retrospect as a lot of that tech is coming around in VR and benefiting VR in a big way, that maybe it was necessary to get us to this, that it was necessary tack to get us to this point.
I mean, maybe, I don't think
they were thinking of VR at the time.
Right.
I think them doing that tech, the motion control tech and everything else, allowed for VR to sort of be a thing.
No, I agree. No, I completely agree. I believe that was... It would have been interesting to see if VR would have come out had we had not had that step. I mean, VR would have, but had we not had that step between the two, you know, motion controls first, then VR second, instead of VR first, and then, oh, look, we came up with motion controls second. You know, would motion controls have eclipsed VR, and people said, oh, screw this headset, I want to use the motion controls, I'll just use this. So,
I've been fairly vocal about this. It's like, I don't, on their own, I don't think motion controls work. I think motion controls only really work with a VR.
Nah, you know.
My experience, I have never liked motion controls, and using them with the Vive, was the only time ever that I liked motion controls.
Well, it was also your only real way to experience the Vive, because, I mean, you had to use the motion controls for that.
But again, I used Oculus the year previously with a controller. It's fine. It mm-hmm. works well. But in terms of actually, like, motion controls as a thing, I have always disliked until I used them with the Vive, until I got 3D feedback. All of a sudden, I wasn't looking at a 2D screen to see how my movements were being translated.
It did feel a little bit like a revelation, sort of, to pick up an object in VR mm-hmm. With a motion control and have that one-to-one reaction of you holding that object, moving it closer to your face, and then moving it around with your twisting your wrist to see around the different parts of it.
And then having it actually move.
Let me put it this way.
It is the first time using VR that I wasn't inherently thinking, why can't I just press a button?
Yeah. That's No, he's right. He's right.
Valid.
Because the first time I got VR and motion controls were different from him.
Mm-hmm.
He got the Vive. I had Oculus.
Yes. And that we had a controller?
No. I didn't have a controller. I had the Oculus Touch.
Yeah.
No, the touch controls.
Yeah. That's what I was meaning.
Yeah, not the controller, but the touch controls that were motion controls and everything else. His experience with Vive, we talked about this when we had you on and we're talking about this. Your experience with the Vive and my experience with the Oculus Touch, we were basically one and the same saying, this was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This was great. This is how I want a VR, you know?
And I guess an interesting, since we're going to talk about VR, might as well sort of move it into this conversation. Did you see Oculus remove their DRM?
Yeah, I was going to mention that last week, was that they took out their DRM. Totally did not, like, make a noise about it. Somebody just was going through the... In fact, somebody had made some sort of software that would bypass their DRM. And when he got
the quick synopsis of what happened was he basically built away a piece of software to use the Vive on Oculus games. Oculus basically responded by putting in the hardware check. He basically said, I don't want people to pirate games, but this is the only way to get around it, and basically updated it to strip out the DRM entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Once Oculus removed the hardware check, he went back to the old version and removed the stripping of the DRM.
Yeah.
Because he was being honest. It's like, I don't want to do it this way. This is just the only way to do it.
Yeah, they took out the DRM, which was, they didn't, again, this was not something they made a release about. People had to actually call them and say, hey,
is this true?
Did you guys do this? And they're like, yeah, we took that out. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but also, they weren't getting hammered so badly with PR. They kind of had no choice.
Hmm. Well, it's good that they did it. And we got to take a break, so appreciate you calling in, W. Matthew. Have a fantastic week, man, and we'll hopefully talk to you again next week.
Yep, you do.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat. We've got these boxes over here to open up, lots of loot to go through. So we're going to use that entire next segment to go through all of this stuff, because I know it sounds fantastic on the radio to describe things that you're looking at in a studio.
Look at all that booty.
I know. It works so much better on video for you. So if you've got access to the internet and want to watch this stream so you can see what we're about to talk about.
All the more reason to watch us.
Twitch.tv is where you need to go. Search for in-game chat. You can find us. Here's music from Forza 3. We will be right back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat, music from Freelancer. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt.
Such a great game.
And it's now time, because we are running out of time, to go through all of this loot. We have a ton here to go through, so we're going to go through it. We're going to start with Loot Anime. This is going to be the one that I won't be able to tell you much about. Hopefully RJ will, but really... Maybe. We kind of need translators here for this one, because I don't know this one very much.
Yeah. Okay, Crunchyroll. They're the ones that, I guess, do a lot of anime streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is. There you go. It's a shirt.
It's a Hoku.
I don't know anything about it.
No.
Mm.
Oh, well, there you go.
What is that?
It's a Splatoon squid.
Okay.
That's that. Okay. Sure. There you go. All right. Fantastic.
I'll take the shirt.
This is a water bottle.
Okay.
Which...
Oh.
What?
Yomushi Petal.
What?
The shirt. That's where it's from.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Find out where this is from.
Let's see what we got here.
Let me show the camera here.
Okay.
I don't know what this is, but there you go. Find out where that's from.
Free.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
I think it's an anime about a boy's swim team.
Oh.
That would make sense.
Well, this helps describe what the shirt is.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't there a little guy thing in there?
There's a whole book.
Yeah.
Okay, manga. The whole manga.
First volume, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole book.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And yes, here's the guide with also a poster that has to do with... I'm not going to unfold this whole thing.
I noticed how the box inside looks like a locker. So.
Yeah, it's a locker. It all starts to make sense, doesn't it? Yeah, and then there's this... I don't know what this is, but squishy. It's a luggage tag.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But it's all squishy.
Watery, yeah.
Yeah, it's all squishy. All right, so we're going
to
put... Where's
I guess
the...
has to do with the...
I was going
to
repack water
it. I guess it has to do with pools and water and things like that, probably. That's what it's all about.
Go ahead and give me that.
I was going to repack it for you while you go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
This one probably the easiest
to repack. I had one job, and you're taking it away from me.
Oh, no. I've got plenty more for you to do, my friend. Plenty more. So this next box is our...
Pets.
It's pets. It's the pet crates. So this is all going to be related to... Usually it's all related to dogs.
Yes.
Everything here is usually for dogs. So we open it up. There is no kind of decoration or thing to know
I like the grass look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's my order of some kind. Okay, we have a shirt. And usually there is one for the matching dog or animal, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this says.
Dogtopia.
Okay, he's eating a hamburger.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Take a bite of the good life. Welcome to Dogtopia. It's raining hamburgers for him. And we're going to put that over there because you will be packing this one back. Oh, my God! It's a little plush hot dog.
Oh, that's so cute.
Mm. It has to squeak.
Does it?
It does.
It's a little plush hot dog that squeaks. That's so cool. There we go. Hot dog. Then there's the shirt for the dog, which I'll keep in there. And then there are Bliss Burgers, beef patty dog treats. So there you go. And then there's a pen that is a fire hydrant with a bullseye on it. I don't know really what this any of this relates to, but there you go. That is there. Matt, will you please do the honors?
I skipped out on lunch. I might have to have one of these little Bliss Burgers.
All right, we're going to open up the bag thing here. This is the Level Up, which is monthly mystery apparel. Do not know what is in here. I have not opened this up, but I have now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have one of those on camera, Matt.
We could do that.
Yes, we could.
What is in here? Let's go with whatever this is first. It's a little tote bag of some kind.
It looks like Kylie's bag from Firefly.
Well, it may be.
If I had to take a stab in the dark.
It might be. This will be an easy thing for you to pack because it's just a bag. Here is a Ghostbusters shirt, jersey thing. Ghostbusters, it has 84 on the back, which is the number.
The year it came out.
That is correct.
It does kind of look like that Firefly bag, Matt.
I'm going to open it.
There's probably a thing in here that tells me what this is.
Yeah.
Welcome to Dystopia, a new place. Dystopia collection comes with... looking this up, I don't see anything. Moving on.
The whole thing here
is...
As I hit the mic, it's like for travel bag. So you can put your toiletries and stuff for traveling.
Here are Star Trek socks.
What?
It's just the Enterprise crew socks. There you go. Star Trek socks. So, right there. We also have Fallout 4 crew socks.
Yep.
I don't know if you can see that. There you go.
Yeah, we got the power armor.
Power armor on
the front.
Sorry, Matt. I'm not handing these to you right.
No, it's okay. I'm putting them over here.
And then there is another shirt. Multinational United.
Yeah.
From District 9.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is kind of just a grab bag mystery apparel thing that they do. And
I guess except for Star Trek, really, are dystopian.
And there's an Attack on Titan Nick Churn thing.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Wow, this is really
noisy. See the emblem in the center.
And I'm going to put this back in here. And there you go.
Thank you.
Pack that up. Crate it out. All right, we got one left, which is the loot crate for this month. And I have these upside down for some reason, but here's Loot Crate. And here's what you get in this month's box. It opens up. It is the Wasteland. Welcome to the Wasteland. A dystopian future awaits. This is what the inside of the box looks like. We have a Dorbs figure.
Oh, okay. A little power armor.
Fallout. It's really dark. You know what? It's going to look better on your camera.
All right.
Show that.
Oh, these would look really good.
Yeah, that looks so much better on your camera.
These would look really good on my feet.
Oh, this is nice.
What is it?
It is a blank key.
Ooh, that you could cut.
That you can have made, but it is BioShock Infinite branded. Show that to the camera.
Oh.
You should just do these.
Oh. Like the wackies, yeah. You get a set of designs you can use and put them on there for you.
Yeah. Yeah, the bird.
There's a 300-piece Matrix puzzle in a very small box.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And by pen, I mean like a lapel pen.
Yeah.
What's it of?
It is of a bomb. A nuclear...
Mini nuke.
Yeah, mini nuke.
It's a mini nuke.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I need that.
I need that very bad.
Yeah, get the light glare out of it. There you go.
Oh, this is fun.
RoboCop.
And show this to the... Show this. Yeah, you're going to have
one?
To do this.
It looks like the first RoboCop.
No, which RoboCop are we talking about here?
The first.
RoboCop 3! Okay. Oh, wait, no. Oh, Detroit.
Yeah. And then this.
Oh. Is it a Terminator?
It's just, yeah. Just a metal thing.
Just a metal, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be hooked up to or anything like
just
that,
but
yeah.
Just a metal thing.
Yeah.
So there you go. We just went through all the boxes in a matter of minutes. So there you go. What are you looking at, Matt?
Well, the shirt says Alex Murphy is RoboCop.
What's the size on this shirt?
Large, unfortunately.
Just to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
These are largest. I think when you sign up for Loot Crate...
You could select the size?
Yes.
And you had to go with large, huh?
Well, because I knew it wasn't going to be for me.
Yeah, but I don't wear a large.
Well, it was also not going to be for you.
I know. Oh, it's Terminator 2. All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, is there a difference?
In the
exoskeleton design?
There is. Well, this is the endoskeleton.
Or the endoskeleton.
But yes, there are, if you look at, the different models, the... 800, 101, I think it was 600 was in Salvation.
Can you tell what that is just by looking at it? Just the head part, though.
No, but it says Terminator 2.
Yeah, I know.
But no, you can tell between, some of the different models of Terminator, like between Salvation and, because that was the earlier models of Terminator.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you putting all that stuff back in the box like that. For me, after me going out. Well, I may start giving these to you to do, RJ.
Better camera?
Your camera's better.
Yeah.
What, the pen? Matt, do you want the pen?
No.
Take the pen.
Yes, he wants the pen.
You can have the pen. Have the pen.
He wants the pen. He wants the Bliss Burgers. He wants all that good
stuff.
Do you
want the Star Trek socks?
Yeah.
You can have the Star Trek socks. And you can have the pen.
It's like Christmas.
You can have those.
Yay. Just because, I build bombs. And yay, bombs.
You can have that. You can have the Star Trek socks.
Yes, this bomb, it's a little... You could tell this is a this would be a live bomb because it has a yellow band on it. If it was a training bomb, it would be blue. Little gee whiz bomb information.
I hope nobody ever mixes that up.
And now you know.
Well, I mean, like, that's one thing about military that kind of ruins me for watching movies, you know, when you're, you know, when you see them, like, you know, the air crew loading up the bombs and they're looking all professional and it's a blue bomb and I'm like, oh, that's just filled with concrete and you know, nothing. So yeah, whatever.
No, that's fine. It's always good to get some insight into this sort of thing. So
yeah,
that was a lot of loot right there.
Yeah, we went through a lot of loot just then. So yeah, ton of loot. And thank you guys for putting up with that for a while. But yes, but while we do that,
that's why the people that listen and everything, you know, check us out on the webs. You know,
you can see what we get for loot.
Yes, exactly. You can, you know, see our wonderful faces and watch us geek out over loot.
So a couple of quick stories before we go here was that Return to Arkham got delayed.
Delayed.
Now, I don't know that it was updated. At first, I read that it was delayed indefinitely. They did not have an update to it. It was supposed to come out July 29th. In a statement published to Warner Brothers Games Forums, the publisher did not offer a revised release date. After reviewing the progress of the project, the team at WB Games has decided to delay the release of Batman Return to Arkham to give the team at Virtuous Games additional time to deliver a polished Batman Arkham game experience. Oh, how nice of you to do that, and not for your PC folks who were working on their thing for Arkham Knight. We do not have a release date yet, and we'll be sure to communicate that once we are sure the game will be ready. Just give up, WB. Just give up.
I wouldn't say give up. I mean, because I enjoy the games, just do better.
I don't know. I get so mad. I get so mad. Yeah.
Arkham was a permanent.
It was a black eye, no doubt.
It hurt him permanently.
Arkham Knight was horribly done. I'm so upset.
I still remember what happened on my playthrough when it rained in the church in the clock tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It rained inside the clock tower.
As a matter of fact, that's the only thing I remember from that game, really. I mean, I played through the game, I had fun with it and all, but the thing that just sticks in my mind was why is it raining in the clock tower?
Speaking of Batman, did you get your tickets for Killing Joke?
No. Is it coming where? Atlanta?
No, it's coming here at the theater right over there, AMC.
Shut your mouth. What?
One night only.
What day?
Monday the 25th, I think.
Of this month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tempted.
Oh, Monday the 25th. They have a 7 p.m. showing and a 10-something p.m. showing.
I am so there. I did not know that. I figured nothing good would come to this town, so I didn't even bother to research it.
We get something every once in a blue moon.
Fathom Events actually does a lot of stuff here. Riff Tracks Live.
Mm-hmm.
That was here. They did a showing of Ghostbusters here, and they did that here as well. It's worldwide, but it's only on the 25th. Normally they do replay shows, but it's 25th. They have a 7 and a 10, I think.
Would you just go to AMC and buy them?
Or no, go to Fathom Events.
Fathom Events.
FATHOM events.com and look at all that stuff there.
So
there's a lot of stuff.
I got my ticket already for Star Trek Beyond. Because I picked up Wrath of Khan Director's Cut.
Oh, and it comes with a thing? Yeah.
A little thing. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, a steelbook for the movie 1 and movie 2 comes out this Tuesday.
I'm
a big steelbook fan.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm assuming you're going to go see Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will, too. Yeah. Just to see it. I mean, yeah.
I was going to bring up System Shock. We were talking about there's a Kickstarter out there for it right now. It's still got 25 days left. They're only asking $900,000, and I say only because normally stuff like this asks for a lot more, actually. $900,000 seems a lot low. It seems lower than what I would have expected. It's interesting. But anyway, they've already raised $740,000. They're at $740,000. They're close to hitting $741,000. But yeah, there's 11,000, almost 12,000 backers for this. They've got 25 days to go. There is a demo that you can download. It's on GOG. It is on Steam. It is on other It's on the Humble Store.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download this demo of this game and play it if you'd like. This is a perfect example of how a Kickstarter should be launched. Puts so many other Kickstarter to shame. Or at least as far as video games are concerned, the fact that you can go ahead and release a demo of your project so that people can play it. See, here's where Mighty No. 9
could have learned
See, we looked at something here. In the chat room here, we were talking about Mighty No. 9 earlier in RJ, and we were trying to figure out what the fuss was.
Yeah.
Some of the fuss may have had to do with the assets that they released earlier in a video. Right. They were placeholder assets, but they looked really good.
Yeah.
But that informed the consumer to say, you know what, I like the look of this game. I'm going to put my money into it.
Mm-hmm.
What it released did not look like that. Here is a game that already has a demo out that you can go ahead and play. It's going to look like this, unless if they change course on this, it'll be a massive rage on the internet. I mean, I know there's rage on the internet all the time, but it would be massive. So they were, they originally had this thing up, then they took it down. They worked on the demo and they said, okay, our demo's ready, so we're going to relaunch our Kickstarter. You'll be able to play the demo if you want to get in on it, and it's just as transparent as you can be in a Kickstarter. And this is something that we tried to do as well with our, I've already forgotten the name of it,
Patreon,
yes. Almost said Pinterest. I was like, no, not Pinterest. Patreon. It's something we tried to do with our Patreon, was we wanted to be absolutely crystal clear on what happens with money when you put it into, when you put it into something. And this is a perfect example of how you should do this. And I wish them best luck. I will not back it. This is going to do fine, but I have seen too many. There are plenty of games that have released that I didn't have a bad Kickstarter experience with them. I really didn't. But I look at it now and I'm like, man, I really shouldn't have backed that, because now I can pick it up for $2. Mm-hmm. You know, now I could have bought it, because a lot of them that I put my money into was not necessarily support the people making. It was just like, I want that game. Yeah. I want the game.
Yeah. Something that was mentioned, while I was picking up Mighty No. 9, someone else was there who did put money into the Kickstarter,
uh-huh.
and he, heard about this, limited edition version that had the soundtrack and everything involved with it. And he couldn't get hold of it, despite the fact that he was one of the many who put money in the Kickstarter. Wow. He couldn't get hold of it.
Because they didn't release it as a backing reward. They released it afterwards.
It was pretty much first come, first serve, really.
Yeah, they released it afterwards, so you would have had to have double-dipped. You'd have been getting the game, but you also would have been getting... You'd have had to buy it, twice. So, it's one of those things where... Yeah.
And when I picked it up, like I said, it was the DLC and everything was included in there with it.
Yeah. There's very few exceptions, but for me, I will put my, if the folks at Cyan Worlds or somebody like that that I have somewhat of a personal experience with, a personal relationship with, or something like that, no, I'll put the money there because I really want to support what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I come across a game that I'm like, hey, that looks really cool, I think it, unless it really needs the help, I think I'll just stand by and let it do its thing and just keep an eye on it elsewhere, because I can pick it up down the line the way I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got to run. Thanks, everybody. Where's my script? I do have a script for this thing. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room, and thanks, everybody, for listening on the stream and on the radio. Thank you, everybody, who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate it. Head on over to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Twitch channel, and if you're on Steam, join our Steam group. We've got a Steam group there. You can play games with us and other listeners. We've also got a community on PS4 that you can join up with as well. Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic week. Count all your fingers and toes. Make sure you still have them on Tuesday after the fireworks. We will see you guys next Saturday. Here is music from Monkey Island.
Yay!
I know. Sing along there, Matt.
It's
not there yet.
Okay.
Give it a minute.
All right.